World War I was the product of a thought system that assumed that fighting and bloodshed were an essential law of nature. Even after the war ended, this philosophy lived on. Because it did not die, it went on to plant the seed of an even larger, more terrifying war. Germany was at the center of this great threat. The Treaty of Versailles that ended World War I imposed on Germany a very heavy financial burden of compensation. Even as the nation struggled to recover from the effects of the war, it began to fall into a serious economic crisis. Competing political groups took to fighting in the streets. In the midst of this chaotic atmosphere, a fanatical political movement began to rise. This was the Nazi Party led by Adolf Hitler. Nazism was nothing but an interpretation of social Darwinism. Hitler had already adopted the racial struggle to survive view, which was the basis of Darwin's theory. According to Hitler, the Aryan race of the German people was at the top rung of the evolutionary ladder, and it had the right to rule over other races. In order to make this view a reality, they needed another war, a war that would make Germany the ruler of the whole world. Brutal, ambitious leaders were leading this movement. The situation of these leaders was explained as follows in the Quran. Whenever he holds the upper hand, he goes about the earth corrupting it, destroying people's crops and breeding stock. God does not love corruption. Then, is it to be expected of you, if you assumed power, that you will cause corruption in the earth and sever your ties of kinship?